The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the teenmagazine.com. Our first article today, Procrastinating? Read This. And this article was written by Kelly Halliburton. When you concentrate on impulsive desires, your time management and efficiency will become relatively unstable. The dopamine your brain releases when it engages with distractions, such as video games and social media apps, reduces your likelihood of committing to high academic performance. As a result, many students struggle with lengthy assignments and difficult exams the night before the due date. Contrary to many teenagers' opinions, studying and managing schoolwork can be a very enjoyable experience. Learn how to switch your appeals from disturbances to meaningful outcomes of your future. 1. Break your tasks into smaller parts. The same headline in your planner that reads, "Finish the English essay," can be revised to "English class," "Complete draft 2," "Give peer feedback," and "Revise." A frequent mistake when using planners is only writing a brief description of a task. Instead, you should list the steps that are necessary to cross entries off your list. This habit will also reward you with a greater sense of completion and self-fulfillment. If you do not carry a planner or record your duties, it is highly recommended that you do so. Follow a routine of frequently updating your personal calendar to improve your scores. 2. Speak aloud while working. Guide yourself along your tasks by using vocal input. Talking in an optimistic tone while switching from task to task will encourage you to work effectively. Your vocal range can vary from a low murmur to a normal self-conversation. The choice typically depends on the environment around the speaker. For instance, a peer is less likely to converse loudly if their classroom is void of chatter. This practice sharpens critical thinking and heightens focus. However, if speaking feels unnatural, charting thinking maps are a great alternative. 3. Utilize excitement. Energize yourself while working by cherishing a small delight before each study session. Whether your source of bliss is listening to your favorite song or simply tasting chocolate, lightly indulging in them will freshen your attitude towards your workload. It is recommended to refrain from texting or calling as your treat. Phone calls and digital conversations can last longer than intended. Do not save your excitement for after a study session, since it becomes a temptation and rushes your thinking processes. 4. Avoid strict self-schedules. Keep an open-minded perspective on the schedules you commit to. Permanent routines can be linked to burnout and faltering willpower. Note the timestamps or conditions under which you thrive. If plausible, arrange to finish difficult obligations during this period. Your mornings or evenings will be free of worry. Unfortunately, daily schedules are already busy without self-adjustments. Take advantage of the opportunities that are proposed to you. Push yourself to overcome limits. Remember, asking for help is never a weakness. 5. Cut your deadlines shorter. As a rule of thumb, cutting your deadlines by a third or half of its real due date can push you to be acquainted with rigorous norms. You can initially inspire other students and increase your amount of free time. If your deadlines are already too short, requesting extensions can ease stress. Deadlines are closer than a student may suspect, as they are infamous for sneaking up at the last minute. However, this misconception is not true. Remembering significant dates and staying informed can prevent you from feeling overwhelmed. 6. Leave areas for improvement. Task errors, grammatical mistakes, misspellings, etc., are opportunities to stimulate your brain into action. Leaving flaws to fix may help you work faster and can serve as a warm-up for later. Highlight your areas for revision as an easy start to a tedious assignment. Make parts of passages stand out to spark your memory of previous ruminations. It is crucial to reflect on any mistakes and improvisations. Look for areas to improve your areas for improvement. Read this wordy sentence again. Look for areas to improve your areas for improvement. How would you revise it? 7. End halfway through easy parts. If you are working on a multi-step project, finish the difficult sections while chipping away at tinier ones. Channeling your focus into one challenging process can lead to despondency or procrastination. Instead of taking personal breaks, which often last much longer than arranged, complete your short, painless obligations. Finish half of these responsibilities and then divert your attention back to the primary challenge. Redefine your views of the word break. They can be categorized as periods of debriefing stress. Rather than viewing them as chances to rest, utilize daily breaks to finish undemanding tasks. Do not overwork yourself. If they become overly stressful, it is acceptable to differentiate your free time from the academic world. The ideal purpose of all resting periods is to refresh and prepare our minds. 8. Discuss your ideas and thoughts. Begin sharing your passions, interests, and goals with other classmates. You will eventually develop a positive mindset and a fondness for your work. Family members and friends can also offer constructive feedback or advice that can guide you in the revision process. Fellow students may also give constructive feedback or propose ideas you may have never considered. Every person has distinctive thoughts, observations, and views on the world. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer stated, listening can be a greater service than speaking. Both are influential. Fathoming why you are delaying assignments and tests is essential to self-growth. Fixing and reflecting on poor studying habits and techniques is always possible. There is no better time to start improving than now. After all, success can reach its highest potential when one begins to reconstruct their habits and interests. Procrastination, while often discouraging, is likely to be temporary and curable. All hard work takes is practice, and from there, it's a smooth ride. And our next article, 5 Best Tips for Time Management, and this article was written by Ananya Vinay. Time management is the constant race we run daily, whether it's from school or extracurriculars or work. The trickiest part is finding the balance between our duties and passions. However, one big mistake many people make takes place in the famed work-life balance, or lack thereof. We work so we can go on vacation, and on vacation we dread the thought of going back to work. As a result, we don't value the time we have when we have it. To make it worse, we live in a society that favors incessant productivity and sleep deprivation, leading to another problem, play deprivation. Unstructured playtime is a thing of the past. Instead, we vacillate between work and leisure, feeling guilty for any leisure we seize. All this to say, we need a new approach to time management. Here's 5 tips on how to use your time more meaningfully. 1. Don't multitask. We all think we can multitask, divide our attention span, etc. You know the gist. I hate to break it to you, but multitasking isn't a thing, and it hurts more than it helps. Research has uncovered the painful truth of our working lives. Multitasking is switch tasking. Our brains are literally incapable of doing two tasks at once. What we think is doing two things simultaneously is actually switching between activities in the blink of an eye. We use valuable brain power and energy when transitioning between tasks, meaning we take even longer and make even more mistakes. Formally, there are three parts to multitasking: the act of doing two tasks, context switching, and attention residue. In normal human words, attention residue is the panicky cycle of thought we get of all the work we haven't done when we're in the middle of another task. Despite popular belief, it's best to go the old-fashioned way, doing one thing at a time for a fixed amount of time. To avoid falling into the habit of multitasking, make a revolutionary plan, one where you check off one to-do and then move on to the next. I believe they used to call it an agenda. It doesn't need to cover every single hour of the day, minute by minute. Just keep a list of realistic goals to accomplish each day, and do your best to do as many of them as possible, one at a time. 2. Take breaks. Seriously, do it. You know the saying, don't work hard, work smart. It's true. There's no harm in admitting that you're tired and just need to spend some time curled up with a book or binging your favorite TV show. Often, we mistakenly have a zero-sum attitude toward work. If we're not going above and beyond, we're not doing enough. This is why we have a new word for doing your job: quiet quitting. Just make sure you're focused when you're working. Counter to assumptions, taking breaks makes not only more healthy, but more productive and more creative. When your mind starts to wander, don't force yourself to focus. Go for a walk, listen to music, play a game. Unwind for a short period of time, and then come back ready to learn. Just maybe you'll get an epiphany on how to do that confounding math problem or overcome your writer's block. 3. Learn to say no. Setting boundaries matters. Know what you can and can't commit to. It's not a weakness to admit you don't have the bandwidth to do something. Of course, we need to be careful with our reasons for saying no. Are you saying no because you're scared to try something new? Then try doing it at least a little bit. I'm not saying you need to have an all-consuming passion for it, but it's important to spend some time on things that aren't in your natural skill set. If you do decide to set boundaries, remember that focusing on your priorities is not letting anyone down. In fact, you'll feel better about how you spend your time with the courage to refuse any unnecessary infringements on your schedule. Consider what you're not willing to compromise and plan that into your day, while saying no to things beyond the 24 hours of the day for our own sake. 4. Be organized. This includes everything from your room to systems that increase efficiency. Simply, a clean space equals a clean mind. For everyone who's protesting, you don't have to make these systems or root out every little dust mole instantaneously. Just clean bit by bit, and the effects will be clear. The important thing is that you think about it one day at a time. Start by doing your best to complete daily plans, and eventually, like a lot of things, it becomes a habit. A disclaimer: use the method of organization that works best for you. If everything is where you can find it, it's fine. Experiment with different schedules, systems, and task groups, and settle on which helps you focus on the most. Organization is a process, but eventually, you'll have the discipline to hold fast to your schedule. Keep a positive perspective on your schedule. It's not just a list of things that dictate your day. Build in time for joy. Not worrying about what you're going to do next is a form of joy, too. 5. Don't procrastinate. You may ask, what right do I, your typical procrastinating teenager, have to tell you to not procrastinate? In fact, this article was almost a victim of procrastination. But we all start somewhere, and we all procrastinate on something. Been holding off on that boring project for weeks? Here's some advice. Reduce the number of decisions you're making throughout the day. The more you wonder what to do, the less you're likely to do that thing. From experience, I'd advise that if you really don't want to do something, do it right now. The more you delay, the more likely I am to bet that it's not going to get done, pushed back to perpetual tomorrows. Make a list of priorities, important life goals, and important projects. Getting your homework done matters, but so does spending time with your family and taking an afternoon walk. Consider what personal and work-school goals you're not willing to compromise on and write it down. Writing it down reduces the risk of delaying it to the last minute. Raymond Chandler, a famous novelist, avoided procrastination by telling himself that he would write or do nothing at all. Frankly, doing nothing can only last so long, so that's a possible motivator to get something done. Remember, though, doable goals are important. You can't just write a novel in a day. Tell yourself you'll write a chapter or 10 pages. Just make it attainable. Setting unreachable goals for the short term makes motivation a lot harder to reach. These are complicated tips, but here's a simple one. Change your environment. If you're sitting inside, go outside. Listen to music or go to a place that's completely quiet. Whatever your normal study habits are, change them up. You never know where the inspiration could come from. Try these and you'll conquer procrastination one step at a time. When it feels like there aren't enough hours in the day, remember that you can do this. It's as simple as doing one thing at a time, taking breaks, saying no to activities that are too much for your plate, being organized with your schedule and your workspace, and avoiding procrastination. School, homework, extracurriculars, with the right mindset and plan, you'll find a way to achieve your goals and manage your time in the way that works best for you. The reward will be the satisfaction of being in control of the clock instead of letting the clock control you. And our last article today, A Letter to My Future Self. And this article was written by Samantha Ferrer. This post is a letter to my future self and to those who also feel lost, confused, and sad. I wonder about who will I turn out to be in the future? Will I be a good or bad person? Will I gain or lose someone or something? Will I lose myself? I'm not sure about any of these questions, but I hope that when I look back on this letter, I can make my future self proud of the person I turned out to be. Dear future self, I hope when you read this, you are okay. You are not sad or anxious or scared. I hope you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish. I can only hope, for I don't know what the future holds. I hope your friends are doing well. I hope you still have the same friends you have had. I hope you still remember it's the quality of friends and not the quantity. If you still have at least one of the same friends, I want you to contact them right now and tell them how much you appreciate them for staying in your life this long. I'm surprised to see who stayed and who left. What changed in the friendship? I hope you made good memories over the years with the friends you have now. I really want you to appreciate what little moments we have with friends before they're gone. I want you to remember who they were before life changed them. I hope you laughed as well as cried with them. Those are the friendships that stay together. Close friends you share a bond with, who care about you, who accept you for you. Those are the ones worth fighting for. Don't let them go. For the friends that left, I hope you're still on good terms with them. Don't burn your bridges. They have influenced you and kind of took a part in who you are today. Thank them for being your friend, for staying in the toughest of times, for being a part of your life, for helping you grow and mature. I hope you are still close with your family. No matter what they say or do, they are still your family. Don't let an argument or a fight stand in the way of talking to them. I hope Mom and Dad are okay and are doing well physically, emotionally, and mentally. I hope you are close with your sister, because she is the only sibling you have. Although you two may sometimes fight, you have to love her. There is no one out there like her. You may have friends that you are close with, and they may act as your siblings, but she is the only one that is truly blood-related, and you can't change that, no matter how bothersome she may get. I really do hope she is doing well. I hope you two are close and have a strong bond with each other. I hope you found someone who you can trust, someone who will always be there for you. I hope he is your best friend. I hope he takes care of you and protects you. Take care of him. Love him. Love him for all that he is. Tell him how much you appreciate him for staying in your life. Show him that you care. Be with him through all the ups and downs that life throws at you guys. Relationships only stay strong because of trust, loyalty, and the strength to hold on, even when it seems hard to. I hope you got hurt looking for someone. I hope he broke your heart. Why do I wish this for you? Because although broken hearts cannot be entirely fixed, they can heal over time. Broken hearts show you that sometimes what seems to be perfect isn't always right or meant to last. You will only grow and mature into a stronger person with a heart that is impenetrable. You will learn how to open your heart and let others in. Feel vulnerable. Find someone that makes life a little easier, makes you laugh a little harder, and smile a little longer. I hope that you get out of your comfort zone. Try something new. Learn, try, fail, do it all. Take the chance, take the risk. Doing something new and different could be exciting. You'll never know unless you try. Please try. Be more outgoing. Be different. You might end up liking something you'd never thought of liking. I want you to be proud of the chances and risks you took, because it made you a better, stronger person. You'll never grow unless you try new things and step out of your comfort zone. I hope you don't become the same person that you are now, because that means you never experienced new things or stepped out of your comfort zone. I want to have hope for the choices and decisions you choose to make in the future. Trust and believe that it will work out in the end. I hope life has changed you for the better because of it. I don't want you to look back on life and regret not taking that opportunity or seizing that moment. Please don't live life with regrets of anything. do it all if possible. Travel, love, cry, experience life's beautiful moments. Even if you fail, every choice you make will shape you into a different person. I can only hope. I hope you are happy, truly, genuinely happy. Happy with your life, your friends, family, happy with yourself. I hope you are successful with your career, life, social life, as well as accomplishments and goals. I hope you take risks and still end up happy, no matter what happened in the end. I hope you lost as well as found something. I hope you become happy with your choices, your goals, as well as your failures. Be happy in life. Do what makes you happy, not what others want for you. Express and impress yourself, not others. It's your life. You choose whether you want to be positive in life. Choose to be happy. Life is better when you are happy. Life is too short for what-ifs or possibilities. Take the risk. Take the opportunity. Meet new people. Affect others. Start a chain reaction. Make a difference in the world. Change your attitude. Impact others with your actions and words. You are valued. You are important. Make the choice to be happy. Sincerely, me, your past self. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.